When Worrell eventually became the first black man and first professional to lead the West Indies in 1960, he was 36. It was to prove a significant appointment. His 30-year-old rival, Richie Beno, had already led Australia to a decisive 4-0 win over England and was being hailed as one of the game's shrewdest tacticians.
Frank Worrell was the first man, in my opinion, able to weld them into a great combination. They're always great players, but he welded them in 1960-61 into a great combination, and not just on the field, but off the field as well. He was a great man, and I think it was a loss to their cricket that he wasn't able to keep going for another 10 years. But the series itself was full of memories. The tour up to the start of the first Test match had been a bit of a disaster for the West Indies. They hadn't done very well in Perth. They'd come across in cold weather to Adelaide. We'd beaten them in Sydney. They'd gone up to Brisbane and done only moderately well against Queensland. And they weren't shaping up too well. Well, we all know now they shaped up pretty well in the Tests. And the whole thing's full of great memories of superb batting, marvellous fielding, and Wes Hall's bowling. Gary Sobers, great all-rounder, and Canai, what a batsman he was then.
And on the opening day, the tempo of this series was established. The West Indies scored 5 for 365, including a masterly 132 from Sobers and a steady captain's innings of 65 from Worrell. Dropped four times, O'Neill made 181 out of Australia's 505, a lead of 52. The West Indies set Australia 233 to win in 5 hours, and when they crashed to 6 for 92, the cause seemed hopeless. Beno launched a counter-attack with Davidson, and they lifted the score within 7 runs of victory. Davidson was run out for 80 on Solomon's direct hit, leaving Beno to face Hall in the final over. Commentators Clive Harburg and Johnny Moyes then described the most amazing finish in Test cricket.
The last 6 balls bowled.
Hall back at his bowling mark. Moves in, bowls to Beno. Beno tries to hook him, and is out! Caught the edge, and is caught behind by Alexander.
Gracious, mate.
8 wickets for 228. Well, what a test match. And here's Meckers coming out now. Can Australia win this test match? 3 minutes of play left, and about 6 balls to go.
On the other point, can Hall win it for the West Indies?
Crowd on their toes, the fieldsmen on their toes. The most unconcerned person on the Brisbane cricket ground, Wesley Hall, as he tosses the ball idly from hand to hand. Moves in, bowls to Meckers. Forward to it, drives it, Hall across, gets a hand to it, takes the sting out of it, and the ball runs down to mid-off, fielded by Valentine. Hall now to Meckers, moves in, on his leg stump, tries to sweep it, and here's a stolen single, and he might be run out, and Hall misses the stump. The ball past the wickets, Grout was down the wicket like a shot. Called Meckers, Meckers a little late starting off, Hall ran up, gathered the ball, had a shot at the stumps. One by. Sundry's 14. Meckers has yet to score. Grout is 1. 8 for 229. Ball to Grout. And Grout skies him. Three of them, four of them getting under it. Canhai catches it and it's Grout. It's Grout. Hall and Canhai ran in for it. Four of them converged on the ball.
Hall dropped it.
Hall eventually got his hands to it, but Canhai came in and I'm sure he balked Hall in his efforts to catch that one. Australia acquiring 3 runs to win. And 3 balls to go. Hall steps in off the mark, shirt trailing behind him. Bowls to Meckers. Meckers pulls him high into the outfield. 4 runs. No, it won't get to the fence. They're going for the three, though. Grout slides his bat behind the line. He's flying back, and he's out. Run out! Two runs only. Australia still requiring one run to win. Australia, 9 for 232, as Lindsay Klein comes out. The last man. Last man for Australia, two balls to go in this test match. All back at his bowling mark. He will bowl to Klein. And here's the single that wins the match for Australia. He's out!
He's ready! Right out!
The stumps are down!
Well!
No, it's a tie, 232. Oh, and the excitement here. The crowd have jumped the fence. They're swarming over onto the middle of the pitch.